Well, folks, welcome to one more edition of Politics and Random. Egberto Willis, your host. Thank you so kind for being part of the show. We are going to have a great show for you today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
As usual, where are all my people? It seems like we're not all here yet, even after that little longer than usual introduction. But we have in here Eric Hayes, from Atascocita Kingwood. We have Bridge MCP from Binghamton, New York, upstate New York, and AVQ from the one and only Brooklyn, New York. Is there any other city in the United States of America with the name Brooklyn other than the one in New York? I know there's a lot of Palestines and a lot of other places like that with several names, but I don't know that I've ever heard of another Brooklyn somewhere else in the United States. Just a good thing to find out. Finally, awesome day 75 out. Finally, awesome day 75 out. Let's see. 75. I'm lost. What does 75 mean? Did I miss something? Or is my mind fried that I should know it and I don't? I don't know. Anyway, Eric wants us to release the Biden's interview tape. Why are you guys so fascinated with that? Why? I don't know. Anyhow, we're not. Look, don't release any tapes. These guys are looking for. They're pulling at straws. Eric, you should be ashamed of yourself. You want to try to bring some kind of ageism in here? It's not going to work. You know, especially with that old man that you guys love, the one that we call the Orange Man. Lee Grant is in the house, as well as Jules Ray Winfield, my brother Ray from 3rd Ward, Houston, Lee Grant from Montgomery County. Thank you guys all for being here. I don't have videos today. I did a lot of reading and, want to talk a whole lot about, first of all, militarism. You know, we went ahead and I saw this article that really tickled my fancy, which was about we spending a lot more money on the military than on Medicare. Wow. You know? Think about that. Think about that. We spend more on killing people than healing people, right? That, I think, is a disgrace. We also want to cover that Arizona decided to send their women back into the Stone Ages, specifically the 1800s. And, of course, the third subject is Medicare Advantage. We, the progressives, kind of won a battle. I don't like to look at it as a full battle won, but we kind of won a battle. But anyway, the show belongs to you, and I'd love to hear your point of view as well. Lee Grant says, good news in the war on woke. The National Ass of Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, which governs sports at more than 240 colleges, announced a new policy on Monday banning trans-identifying males athletes from playing on women's team. Look, I don't know where I stand on that, right? I think the science may come out and say that, I think the science may come out and say that if a kid was not on hormone treatment from very young and they've developed more of the masculine features, I think, you know, maybe the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics probably made the right choice in the short term. So we'll see about that. Anyway, Brother Ray is on the line. Good morning or good afternoon, Brother Ray. How are you doing this morning or this afternoon?
Hey, buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes, hermanos. You actually rolled your R.
I try. My tongue don't always do it, but hey, you know, I don't have that Afro-Caribbean blood in me. So
you don't have that Afro-Caribbean blood, brother, but you know what? Guess what? The blood is from the same place. You know, we all just, I mean, I try, you know, before I know you call for something specific. I don't know what it is, but let me just give you an interesting thing, right? When I came here, I had a little bit of friction with Black Americans, right? Because I had a strong accent and I used to be a guy who really was kind of a Malcolm X kind of a guy, which says, in effect, I wasn't willing to turn the other cheek in my early days, right? And boy, I got on people's backside. And then I remember the biggest fight we had, I had to remind them and I said, hey, every person with this melanin didn't come here on a pleasure ship. Most of us, no matter whether we speak Spanish, Portuguese, or whatever, we came from the same place. Oh man, that played a number and it worked.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like when I see Spanish speaking, you know, Black people, is like y'all could move around in spaces where they don't think that you might be able to speak. And sometimes you can hear racism.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, because you can move in stealth as a Black man, you know.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It is amazing. It is amazing what being that definition that I have in my book, Afro-Latino Caribbean, in this, it actually, especially in a place like Texas or the South, it gives you an interesting insight into all kinds of different branding and framing of racism on all sides, actually. But anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Brother Ray. Tell me what you want.
It really ain't nothing. I heard you didn't have any videos today, so I'm just calling to shoot the ish, as they say. And I also wanted to share with you a video from Brother George Carlin. If you would humor, I'll share it in the chat when we get off the phone. It was basically a TYT, and I don't know if you could share their stuff, but it was a TYT Sports cut up of basically showing like how George Carlin describes all the characteristics of George Carlin to a T, side by side.
Please put that in the chat. I would love to see that and see if I can cut it. You know, I'm careful with whose stuff I cut. MSNBC doesn't mind me cutting stuff. In fact, I cut a lot of stuff there. And sometimes Ali Velshi or would actually send a little tweet response and say, ha, cool, or whatever. And even, what's her name? Sometimes I write some stuff and they'll tweet back. So they don't give me a lot of, they don't give me any trouble. No. You know, they know that I'm using it, what's called fair use, but I'm careful. CBS immediately gives you a strike, you know, not a bad strike, but saying, take it down, you know, but, so yeah. you know how that goes. Yeah. There you go. But anyway, so, please tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah. Well, it basically is saying like one of the things about my life, I spent a lot of time watching stand-up comedians because I felt like they always gave an honest view of the world as it is and not as we want to see it. And I feel like George Carlin was ahead of his time in comedy because all of the stuff he said was true. And sometimes he'd even, you know, he'd hit on some stuff I didn't agree with, you know, as far as, you know, how fragile our society really is and how it could all just come crumbling down. And he said, you know what, I would cheer for it. I'm just going to be entertained by it. And he said, he basically used that to say, you know, we cherish this economy so well and all of the things that we value in this society are really BS. And it's all commercially packed, well-read, well, you know, he had, man, like the monologues he can go into about, you know, how BS, you know.
George Carlin could reach.
Economy is, you know.
Ray, you nailed it. My wife used to buy me every one of his books. Okay. I have probably two or three George Carlin books. Right. And because she just knows that I love his comedy, and mostly I love his comedy because of how truthful it's comedy, right? But what he does is he shows how screwed up our society is, from capitalism right back in a funny way. And he shows the absurdity that you would think otherwise intelligent people tolerate. This guy was great. And I mean, there's a part, he's so good. Let me tell you, there's a monologue, a 3-minute monologue that he does, where he says, I have it in my book. If you take the book that I have called As I See It, Class Warfare, The Only Resort to Right-Wing Doom, I should send that one to you. That book, I actually, it's the last chapter of that book, I print out. I went ahead and listened to it. I didn't, you didn't have things to go ahead and copy it down for you then. That was, I went ahead and I wrote down every single word from his monologue and put it inside of my, inside of the book. So I have like 6 or 7 pages of the book is George Carlin's monologue. I love the guy.
And I mean, one of the things that he also tapped on is how we worship celebrities,
yeah.
How we worship these rich people, and they just basically are criminals who get to do what they want to do because they're famous, and
yeah, well,
I mean, I really don't have much to say on that. I mean,
this episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
If I had a platform, I've actually been dabbling myself in, trying to get my platform, because you inspire me, Egbert. So watching you every day, I don't know if I have the energy to put into it like you do, but have my own platform.
I'm going to tell you something. What I would love people to do, Ray, I'm as honest as I can here. And anybody who does that, right? In fact, I have right now on my server, I have several servers, and I do stuff for nonprofits, and I'll just like Alianza Latina Nacional. I just gave them a server on my, I have a multi-server plan, and they just needed a website stuff serving. I went ahead and gave them one or whatever. For people who want to do that, right? We can come to some sort of arrangement. I would love to get more people doing what we're doing here and creating their own sphere of influence. And then we all collaborate. One of the problems we have, and folks, I hope you're listening to this, folks, and not getting bored, but this is about growing our movement. What we have a lot of times with progressives is progressives are just as selfish as the others. The difference is on the right, there are a lot of people pumping monies into these different blog sites, etc. We don't have that. We depend on the generosity of those people who don't make a lot of money, not corporations, to support us. I continue to believe that we can create a network of small, inexpensive groups like what we do here, right? And to carry your own platform. Now, I do this twice a day, every day. You may want to do it once a day. Somebody else may want to do it twice a week. Somebody may want to do it once a month. I would like us to create a platform of folks who want to do that, and we support each other as far as promoting what they do. Because I am sure, Ray, I'm sure Bridge, I'm sure Lee, I'm sure a lot of different folks they may not want to do it with the intensity that I do it, 10 times a week and on the weekends writing the blogs and the books and all of that. But you may want to contribute to the field. And when other people see that, hey, I can do this too, it grows on them, right? And they feel more free to go do that. So I am with you, brother. And if there's anything, whenever you decide you want to do something, and I'm making this promise to you and to others who want to do it, wherever I can be of assistance, I want to be of assistance.
Well, I appreciate that, Egberto, because I know you're a wealth of knowledge, and you don't have any problems sharing the wealth. I'm sure at some point you're going to want to retire and spend time with your beautiful wife and your daughter.
Yes.
And leave us, in the peeps, to our own devices so you can be a spectator. But
yes.
I appreciate you coming on every day, and when you can't come on, you still try to give us something And I mean, it's hard work doing what you do. And like I say, if I could, like I say, I wouldn't even want to take anything away. If anything, like the TYT people, they have contributors like Black Star Network with Roland Martin and different people like that. You know, you all hold different spaces and you do what you do, but everybody has a different voice and a different flavor that they can
Exactly.
add. My
Exactly.
flavor might not be as my flavor, I just say my flavor might not be as filtered as yours. I might be more on the unfiltered side.
Yeah, and that's
I
fine,
don't.
right? That's fine.
Right.
That's perfect. That, you know, and that's what it's all about, you know. And not only that, your filter or your flavor may actually turn out to be better than my flavor, which some may say, oh, you know, you're kind of too technical or boring. I like this or I like that. That's what it's all about. The thing about it is, that's why we have community. That's what it's all about, brother. That's what it is. But anyhow, thank you for calling in, Brother Ray. And again, remember, and not only to Ray, but to others who want to do these kinds of things, and let's promote the word. We're here to help each other. So thank you, Brother Ray.
Thank you, brother. I'll be in touch.
All
Take
right,
care.
you have a good one now.
Now send
All
it
right,
later.
folks, we are going to continue with the program. Let me first read what you guys have been writing. Eric says politics and right. Egberto, this morning you said are no voting for the person that is opposing to what you accuse people of via Orange Man straight words. Yesterday you accused Orange Man bad due to all his personal stuff and couldn't believe people vote for him. Well, these people are voting policy, not personality. Both candidates have bad flaws, and one could say again, you know what, Eric, first of all, that is, you know, that is a very cogent statement. And not only that, you're correct. I love what you said there, comparing to when I said why I am voting for Trump. I mean, for not for for Trump, for Biden. I'm glad that you posted it, posted this. And let me explain this a little bit to the audience, because that's a very good point. This morning on the KPFT show, we were talking about voting. And yesterday on this show, I told Eric and the right wingers on this show that intends to vote for Donald Trump, I couldn't understand how they could vote for a rapist, a person that thuggery and steals from others, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't see how you could do that. But this morning on my program, when I had a caller who would want to vote for Kennedy and not Biden, and I explained to him that I myself am not a fan of Biden, but when I vote for Biden, I am voting for what comes with Biden, the policies, et cetera, right? And that Biden had made good policies with progressives. And Eric is correct. I've got to give Eric that. He's correct that there are people that are voting for Donald Trump because not they are willing to disregard that he's a rapist. They're willing to disregard that he's a thief and a thug because of what they would fool them. What they believe is, well, I prefer his policies. Eric, you're right for bringing that up. Now, that said, the next question that we always ask the Trump voter is, a person that corrupt, you cannot assume any policies going forward. But it even gets deeper than that. I know you personally, Brother Hayes. I know a lot of people in this chat personally. I know a lot of people who are listening to this program personally. I do not know anyone in this group, in our sphere of influence, whose po that Donald Trump's policies has made their lives better. Secondly, I can ask you policy per policy, because I have to many of you, what would you like to see in a government? And most of the things absent ideology, the things that you want are the things that I'm already promoting. It's the things that progressives are already promoting. So, Eric, you know, you're forcing me to be honest as far as I am talking about not voting the man. So you should have the right to not vote for the man. Of course, when we compare them, one is a rapist, one isn't. One is a thief, the other one isn't. I mean, in my case, I think there are limits. Like, I couldn't vote for a rapist. I couldn't say I'm voting for the rapist because, and our side would not elect a racist to be the to be the flag carrier. Our side would never do that. Look at Al Franken. Al Franken just made believe he was touching a woman that she was a part of, and he had to leave his Senate seat. We just don't do that on the progressive side. We actually eat our own when it comes to morality. Unfortunately, the right doesn't do that. All right. So that's a good point, Eric. I got to give that one to you. That was a very good point. Lee Grant says Fed spending on entitlements like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security about 50% of the budget. Military is much less. We were talking about healthcare versus killing. That's what we're talking about in the budget. We'll get to that in a minute. But I haven't gotten there yet. Eric says Fed doesn't spend on anything they borrow on, everything and mortgage future generations away. Eric, you're going to have to start putting the punto in the right place and the syntax, because I swear sometimes I have to calculate what you're trying to say. That in that case, I don't know what you're trying to say. Let's see. The video. Jules has a video from, and I need to save that video. The video from, I guess that's George Carlin. Eric Hayes says U.S. annualized debt interest payments crossed $1 trillion in October, according to a Bloomberg analysis. The cost of debt has doubled in the past 19 months as federal deficits balloon. High interest rates have made borrowing more expensive, adding pressure on U.S. debt. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. The U.S. annualized debt interest payment, $1 trillion. Actually, it's not $1 trillion. It has added up to $1 trillion. Okay. But here's a kicker that many of you don't realize. That debt is a transfer of wealth from you and me to rich people. Not because we are spending too much, okay? Even though we are, the amount of money we spend on the military is ridiculous. The amount of money we spend on certain types of corporate welfare is ridiculous. But the reason why we are in such debt is because of the following. And hear this, Hayes, I want you to take off your ideological cap and I want you to put on your accounting cap. Show me that you earned your accounting certification. And here it goes. One, what we've done in this country, number one, is we've cut taxes on the wealthy. All right. So we cut taxes that would otherwise have been used to pay for much of what we borrowed money to pay for. And the people who have the monies to loan us for the tax are the people we gave tax cuts to. So here's how they make their money. They get a break because they get a tax cut. They don't pay their fair share. So that's break number one. Break number two is that they then loan us the money that we gave back to them. They loan us that money. And for that, they get a guaranteed interest payment from us. The transfer of our earned dollars right back up to the people we gave a tax cut. Now we're giving them free money because they're just reinvesting their tax cut back into the treasury, who then pays them a salary for using their money. It's called interest on the debt. But there is even more that they win on. Most of these people's income does not come from regular wages income. It comes from something called capital gains. Who are the people that benefit from capital gains? 90% of our capital gains, if not more, goes to the top 1% or so. And that capital gains, unlike regular income, is taxed at a lower rate. So that's another tax break they get because we decide in our utter intelligence that we are going to provide these people who have an inordinate amount of money, we are going to allow them to pay a lesser rate than wages. And by the way, as their wealth increases, unless they sell their assets, their wealth grows exponentially. And you know what? You don't have to say, well, is he telling the truth? We're living it. The wealth transfer is evident. Whenever you see that our budget this year, we're going to pay $300 or $400 billion in interest, that's $400 billion of our money going directly to rich people. That's our policy. So while I get it, Eric, you don't like that kind of debt, our debt is a transfer of our monies from the middle class and the real people who work to those rich cats who don't pay their fair share in taxes and then loan us back the monies that we had. All right. Michael Rodney says, I'd had a fun time talking policy positions of Trump versus Biden, doing basic research on each specific policy, including what each of them had done for the policies while in their first term. As it comes specifically to policy positions, one is clearly better than the other. And sometime earlier on, you had, I think it was you or Breach, had a combination of one next to each other. There was a meme with one next to each other. That would be good if any one of you could find that. I can't remember what it was. All right, let's say Mike Cisek says, now all that the claims Egberto has made of Trump are all false. Of course you would say that, Mr. Cisek. Good luck in trying to prove that statement. All right, let's see what else we got. Because you don't listen to opposition views, you talk over them. No, that's not true at all. Everybody who calls into my program in the mornings, I greet them, and I let them go on with a litany of stuff, but it's not their show. They get a long time to explain their position, and when they start being repetitious, I break in. When they make a point, I stop them to correct the point or agree with the point or modify the point. So, Eric, not because I am opposing what the right-wingers call and say, which generally they are wrong, does it mean that I talk over it, and you should apologize for saying that because that's not true. Everybody who calls into that, including Brian, which is a right winger, and including Joe Oilman, who's a right winger, have admitted the same thing. They can call into the politics done right, and they can get to Spain, they can get to say their piece, and they are always respected. But if you're wrong, telling somebody they're wrong is not rude, it's just doing what needs to be done. All right. Lee Grant says, if we can detach genocide Joe Biden from Biden agenda, then we can detach Trump from Trumpism. No, but you can't detach Trump from rape, and you can't detach Trump from being a thief, right? Okay, let's see what else we got here. Breed says, Trump does have policies. Trump doesn't have a policy platform. There's a difference. And most of the policies Trump have put in power have been horrible for people. This is something worth talking about, especially as it comes to economic and environmental positions. Avoiding culture war wage issues may be worth spending a day on this, just not today. I agree with you, Michael. You're absolutely right on that. Now, I ask everybody that's listening to the show today to please go look at the program. It's on YouTube right now. It's called Food Inc. F-O-O-D, comma, space, I-N-C. Food Inc. Inc. That's the first version that's on YouTube right now. Version 2 is being released, I believe, on Friday. It's an important program, and you'd learn a lot. And actually, I would like Mike Cisek to see it because it talks about farming as well. So go look up Food Inc. All right. Let's see what else we got here that's worth speaking about. Paul Fleming says, two right-wing political operatives must pay up to $1.25 million in fines after they were found liable for launching a robocall campaign designed to keep Black New Yorkers from voting in the 2020 election, New York Attorney General Letitia James announced. It's amazing the things that they do, and then they claim they're ethical, right? Amazing. May Wood is in the house from Long Beach, California. Hi, May. All right. Actually, Trump has a very clear policy. Whatever is good for Trump is good policy. That is so true. Paul Pullman says, House Speaker Mike Johnson said that it will delay transmission of articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, pushing the process start until next week. Ha 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 ha. That's a joke. Mike C. have to disagree. We're not spending nearly enough on social welfare spending. The majority of people in this country are barely surviving below living wages. We need to focus on infrastructure investment that both create opportunities for higher wage jobs and address the environmental issues. I agree 100%. An existential threat to our civilization. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Let's see what else we got here that I need to speak about. Welcome aboard, E2247. I don't see your numbers today, E2247. Marxists for Biden. Ha, ha, ha. Americans need to understand that capitalism has never benefited anybody but the rich. I mean, the thing about it is just every economic system has a mathematical formula. And the mathematical formula for capitalism only balances because the wealthy, the small amount of wealthy, eat the rest of us. That's the mathematical formula. And the basic one variable that you have is growth, right? And if you take a look and say, well, the wealthy grows at 7% and the rest of us grow at 2% in the same economy, that just tells you from a simple mathematical standpoint, just basic math, that the wealthy are constantly taking more of the pie every single year. Every year that they grow at 7% and you grow at 2%, they're getting a bigger piece of the pie and they are commanding a bigger piece of the pie. It's simple math. And it is sad that too many of us choose, and notice what I said. We know math, we know percentage math, but too many of us choose to simply ignore that reality. Seems like we've got quite a few on X right now on Twitter. Want to grow that as well. So if you're listening to us on Twitter, I ask one favor, please retweet and please like. If you're listening to us on Twitter, on X, please retweet and please like. We are trying to build our Twitter profile as well. So please go ahead and retweet and please go ahead and like on Twitter. And please do the same on Facebook as well as on YouTube and Twitch. All right. Mike Cisak says capitalism has benefited everybody that was dirt poor, giving them the ability to become rich. That's not true at all. Communism did the opposite. Communism, I don't know of any communist country on the planet. They like to call themselves communists. I don't know of not one communist country. I don't know of one pure socialist. And I don't know who in my domain believe in just a pure socialist state. I don't. I believe we have to have free enterprise. And that answers all questions. Free enterprise have a modicum of capitalism, a modicum of socialism, a modicum of all these things where it works best. In other words, we need healthcare that is outside of the for-profit domain, but we need the pizza shop, the restaurants, and all these other things of vibrant activities that we get a true way of choosing from. That belongs in the free market. Well, there's no free market. That belongs in the free enterprise. All right? Egberto, fun part of that math can't have infinite growth on infinite, on finite planet. Eventually, the environment says no more, as we're seeing now with global warming, acceleration of biodiversity. And you know, that is what you just said there, Radnid, is a mathematical fact. And unfortunately, we have too many choose not to believe it. And it's not that they don't know science. It's that they just choose to put their heads in the sand. But you know what? As long as all of us don't, as long as the voting majority do not put their heads in the sand, it'll be okay. Marxist for Biden says, sometimes in order to create a moral and equitable society, the chaff must be separated out from the wheat. I would say you always want to separate the chaff out of the wheat, in my humble opinion, Marxist for Biden. That's what I would say. All right. So again, folks, if you are on Twitter, please go ahead and retweet. Like and retweet on Twitter. Give an up arrow on YouTube, please. All right. Eric K says RFK Day is partially true in November. Well, what can I say? Eric, I don't think you're going to really learn until you feel the pain of what your master will do to not only you, but to your family. Okay. Oh my God, Michael has to go. He said the busy day has caught up with him, so he's leaving 20 minutes early. Well, Michael, you will be missed. You know, we love you out here. Well, we love everybody out here. So we'll miss you, my brother. I wish you could stick around. But anyhow, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about let's say the average U.S. taxpayer contributed more to militarism than Medicare in 2023. And I want to take that one first because Mr. decided that he wanted to talk about it. So we'll go ahead and talk about it. The average U.S. taxpayer was forced to contribute more to militarized programs than to Medicare and Medicaid combined in 2023. So, killing people, we spent more money on that than caring for people, than healing people. Think about that. Published ahead of tax day, the analysis sheds light on the extent to which the federal income tax dollars or ordinary Americans are fueling militarism and its support system, such as the Pentagon, which currently accounts for roughly half of the federal government's total discretionary budget. Overall, in 2023, the average taxpayer contributed $5,109 for militarism and its support system, including war and the Pentagon, veterans program, deportations and border militarization, and federal spending on policing and prisons, according to NPP, which is a project of the Institute of Policy Studies. By comparison, the typical U.S. taxpayer contributes $4,308 to Medicare and Medicaid, $346 to K-12, that's a shame, $516 to nutrition assistance for low-income Americans, and $58 to diplomacy-related programs. Right now, millions of Americans are struggling to stay afloat. It's become so expensive to live, eat, and have a home, yet instead of addressing the cost of living crisis or funding measures to address our community's needs, this year, 5,109 of the average American taxpayer dollars went to fund the military and its support system, said Aliyah Lusuegro, NPP's outreach coordinator and co-author of the new analysis. A far greater portion of our tax dollars goes towards militarism at home and abroad, and toward harming and separating immigrant families when we should be investing instead in safe and healthy conditions for our communities and our futures, Lusuegro added. And she has a pretty good chart that kind of shows a breakdown of where our tax dollars are spent, meaning in what segments they're spent in. It's something worth looking at. Last year, according to NPP, 1,748 of the average Americans income tax contributions went to the pockets of Pentagon contractors such as Lockheed Martin and Boeing, which lobby Congress aggressively for an ever larger military budget, much of which ends up in private hands. And that's what I talk about when we talk about transfer of wealth from our pockets, our pocketbook, right into the wealth of those owners of these Lockheeds and Boeings and all these companies, right? It's a transfer of wealth. These guys didn't really earn it, but they get it. Lindsay Koshgarian, NPP's program director, said Tuesday that it's outrageous that the average taxpayer is given the equivalent of a month's rent to Pentagon contractors. Yeah, it is a shame. These big corporations are already not paying their fair share in taxes, said Koshgarian. Instead, ordinary people are subsidizing those corporations' profits and multi-million dollar CEO pay packages. Taxpayer dollars should be going to real needs like schools, food, and housing programs, or renewable energy, not lining the pockets of corporations, which is what we do. The analysis comes weeks after President Joe Biden signed into law a $825 billion military spending package for fiscal year 2024 that includes $33 billion to build 8 ships and allocates funds for 86 F-35s and 24 F-15 EX fighters, just jets, as well as 15 KC-46 tankers, Defense News reported. We are really buying a lot of hardware, man. Last month, Biden released a budget proposal that called for $800 billion for Pentagon and more than $1 trillion overall in militarized spending. Ouch. Ouch. And ouch. That is crazy. Anyway, so that's what we're talking about. Jules says, meaning Ray says, even China has a bifurcation in their economy to allow growth in their planned economy so they could evolve, and why the American government lays them a threat because they prove Marxism can work when there is an open market. You know what is amazing? The fear that America has for any type of country that takes care of its people, meaning great medical care, etc. Anybody wants to understand the oil crisis? There's no oil crisis. What goes on with oil? In this hemisphere, we don't even have to mess with the Middle East, right? In our hemisphere alone, we are so awash in oil. I don't believe in the oil economy, but, you know, we're still there. We don't have to worry about wars and what's going on in the Middle East. Because, again, we just would have to bring Venezuela online. But here was the kicker. We cannot allow Venezuela to come online under its current political system. Its current political system says that oil belongs to everybody, every Venezuelan, right? But because we don't believe in that concept, we believe that the oligarchs should control the oil, and those oligarchs who mine the oil should just pay a small royalty to the country that allows them to mine the oil, and all the spoils go to the corporations. Think about it. That's how it works in the United States. In the United States, we have corporations after corporations pumping massive amounts of oil because now we're self-sufficient in oil. So we are pumping massive amounts of oil from federal lands, and we pay a stipend for it. And then the oil companies clean up based on the market price of a barrel of oil, which has no resemblance to the cheap amount it costs to get it out of the ground. It's something that was placed there by science, right? By the scientific makeup of the earth. Even though it's here in America, only a few get to call the spoils from that oil their own. Makes no sense. But that is what we do. You have to ask, when is something like that going to end? Jules Ray says, and we need to end the stupid embargo on China because they're still salty about Cuban Missile Crisis that was overblown. Get over it, America. It's amazing. The Cuban crisis really had nothing to do with, communism, etc. It's that the government took the hell over a lot of these corporations. And again, as if you remember the interview that I did with the Cuban ambassador, she pointed that out, right? All these foreign companies foreign countries that had their companies nationalized by the Castro government, they got paid. The United States didn't want real payment. The United States want these things right back. So they blockade Cuba and prevent Cuba from having a developed economy. In other words, they don't give Cuba a chance to say, let's see if the system that we say would work best for our people, not your people, for our people, let's give it a chance. They didn't do that. They just go ahead and say, we make sure it doesn't work like they did in Venezuela. We make sure it doesn't work. You have to understand the dynamics behind all these things, folks. The dynamics are dire. Dire. All right. Okay. E2247 says 9 possible 10 nations have nuclear bombs, counter bombs, and counter bombs. Many others have ballistic arms damaging as severely as nuclear weapons. You know, it's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. Oh, yeah, I got you. All right, Marxist for Biden says, Marxist for Biden says, we should partner with China to help us reform our evil capitalist system. You know, we don't, the thing about it is our economic system is designed by a few, and we intend to keep it that way until we, the people, decide that we've had enough of them making it all on our backs. And I think that day is coming. Lee Grant says, sounds like Marxism needs a smart, powerful, for our dictator to lead the masses. I don't know about that, bro. Don't know about that. And Ray says, I mean, you speak on healthcare so passionately because it is a satirical level of greed and lack of compassion in our healthcare industry. Yeah. You think about it, everybody gets sick, you know? And to think that so many people that would dispute much of what we say, so many of them, they themselves, right, are in dire need of a healthcare system that works, yet they don't support it. I find it ironic. I find it ironic. Eric Hay says, maybe move to China. Actually, I would suggest that you do that, Eric. You know, we can always talk over the internet still, you know. But you got to, you know, I'm not leaving America. I'm changing America. Ray's not leaving America. Ray's going to change America. When Americans can brag about our neighbor country in Canada and Mexico. Biden, quality, affordable procedures that would bankrupt you with it, our border. It's amazing, right? You don't go bankrupt for healthcare in Canada. You don't go bankrupt for healthcare in the UK. You don't go for bankrupt for healthcare in any of these other countries. But you sure do in the United States. You sure do. Eric Hay says, why would a company like Apple move out of China? Why? Do you really think they're moving out of China? Do you really think that? You have to learn about corporations and how they move before you say, oh, why would they move out of China? I'm not. If you don't like it here or wherever, move. No. If I don't like it here, I change here. That's what we do. If you don't like it, you do what's necessary to change it. My success say you do go bankrupt for healthcare in Canada and the UK just as much as people do in the United States. Wow. You know something? How can you go bankrupt for something you don't have to pay for? I mean, that you guys pull stuff out of your rear end, I find amazing. Let's repeat this. When you go to the doctor in Canada, you don't have to present payment. You have a card, you go to the doctor, and you get service. There's no exchange of money in Canada to see a doctor, unless you're a foreigner and the cost is much less than here. I repeat. Now, in Canada, what you do pay for is drugs. They don't have the drugs included yet in their system. So that part you pay for. But when they negotiate prices for the folks in their country, it's a lot cheaper than it is here in the United States. Now, the same applies in the UK. You go for healthcare, you carry a card, there's no exchange of money. If there's no exchange of money, you cannot go bankrupt. Mike Cisak, that's a complete lie. Why do you lie on something that is immediately verifiable? Didn't you see the interview that I did with the Canadian citizen? You are lying. Okay, he says, I know my in-laws in Canada. It used to be in Canada. My mill used to be a nurse, but her knee went bad. But it took two. Look, again, Mr. Cisak, you are a liar, sir. And you should be ashamed of yourself for making a statement like that on a program that only speak facts. You've just proven to be a liar. When you say that, how can one go bankrupt if you don't have to present payment for services? It's not a fee for service. You are lying. You should be ashamed of yourself. All right. Even Dave Chappelle made a fake presidential ad promising counterfeit Canadian IDs to solve America's health problem. I never saw that one, Ray. I didn't see that one. But you see how the right wing operates. They just throw a lie out there, and that lie then catches fire. You notice as soon as Mike Cisak said that lie, Eric says, facts, facts. No, that's not facts. That's a lie. It is a bold-faced lie. Okay? Period. It's a bald-faced lie. Okay. All right. We are coming close to the end of the program. Okay. Mr. Cisak, why do you come on the program and lie as you just did? Why did you do that? Mike Cisak, why did you lie?
Alberto, I did look this up. I looked it up a long time ago.
I don't care. But wait, Mike, I don't.
My
mother-in-law stop.
Almost went bankrupt.
Mike, Mike, okay. You're lying. Mike, you are lying. And you know, let me tell you why it is such a lie. I just got an interview. No, stop. Wait, stop. Stop.
You're in denial.
Stop. I'm giving you, I'll give you your chance to speak. I'll give you the space to speak. I will.
I haven't even spoken.
I want to speak first. It's my show. So hold on. Hold on. Now, Mike Cisak comes onto our system and said he knows of people who went bankrupt from healthcare. Before Mike speaks, because I don't want him to make a fool of himself, so I want to say this before he speaks. The way healthcare is accessed in Canada is everybody gets a card. When they get that card, they get a chance to go to any doctor, rather they go to their primary care doctor, who then is like a traffic cop to get them to the specialist, etc. Money is not exchanged. They don't know anything about money to get health care. Now, the medicine, even though it is much reduced in Canada from what we pay here, but that they do pay for out of pocket. Now go ahead, Mr. Cisak, and make your point.
Okay, so as far as health related, okay, if you cannot get health care to solve your issues that prevent you from working, you will go bankrupt if you do not have income. It's very simple.
No, okay? That you see, now, what you just said made no sense.
Well, because you just not understand it. Now, 19%, almost 20% of all the reasons out there, and I just posted this, in Canada, list healthcare issues as a reason for bankruptcy. Okay? The rate is about the same as what it is in the U.S. All right? So don't call me a liar and deny.
You just lied again, though. You just lied again. Let me explain why you lied, okay? When we talk about people getting bankrupt in the United States for healthcare, they go bankrupt because they owe the hospital, the doctor, or one of these agencies. If somebody gets sick and can't work, and because they get sick and can't work or whatever, and they go bankrupt, that has nothing to do with the healthcare system proper. And that's why I say the right wingers
really?
Like, hold on a second.
So,
that's why I talk about the
so
right wing conflating stuff.
Care,
No. Again, you get healthcare.
If you don't get healthcare and you go bankrupt, is that because of the healthcare system?
No, again, if we.
That.
No, listen very clearly, because again, that is what many on the right do, brother, and I want to make sure everybody hears this. If we were to look into Americans that have a foot problem or have a heart problem or whatever, and they go bankrupt, not because they owe money, but because they can't work, we do not attribute that to healthcare. And what Mr. Cisak just attempted to do, well, my brother Cisak, because I love my brother Cisak as well, I think I need to frame his mind a bit better. But what Mike Cisak tried to do was conflate these issues. I am not going to deny that if somebody can't work, they won't get they couldn't go bankrupt. But that's an economic issue. That's a social services issue. That's not a healthcare issue. Go ahead, my friend.
If I get health care in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
and I get taken care of quickly, which mm-hmm. is normal.
No, it's okay. not normal. No, oh, stop
back.
Right there.
I go
it's
back
not,
work.
sir, again, that's another lie. In America now, the same
no,
wait period
not.
That, wait,
no.
let me finish. My wife
wait.
Has great
wait,
health care. No, no, wait. My wife has great health care. And we are in Houston, the mecca of health care. It took her 2 months to get in to see her specialist. 2 months. My daughter, who has two strokes, it took her 6 weeks to get to a specialist. Okay, so I want Americans to sit back and especially now that we have Medicare Advantage and all these different type of thieveries from our healthcare system, trying to get to see a doctor is
yeah.
no longer than it takes in Canada, and Canada is a lot less expensive. Canada, the people live longer, and all these other countries, people live longer.
Nothing.
So, Mike, it's a
no.
fact. Just no, look at the OECD.
Let me ask Maeve Wood to look this up. Do Canadians die from cancer and people in the U.S.? And the answer
it
is
doesn't,
yes.
What's
people
a, what?
Die from curable diseases more in Canada than in the U.S.? And the answer is yes. Okay. The problem is timely care that actually takes care of the problem.
You know what?
Okay.
I tell you
the
what.
The problem is that it took 2 years to get a knee surgery when my dad was able
Mike,
to get in 2 months.
Mike Cisek, I got to go
okay.
because we're out of time. Mike, I'm out of town. I mean, I'm out of time. But let me tell you this, Mike.
Brother,
it's a shame. It is really a shame that you bought into the crap that the right wing has put about Canada. I spoke directly to Canadian people and Canadian officials. It is simply false.
Oh,
but
bye.
We talk another time. You have a wonderful day, Mike, and thanks for calling in. And thanks for always being here as well, because you give us something to talk about to educate the people on the right. You have a wonderful day, sir.
Me too.
All right, folks. We're running out of time, but I love that Mike called in, because Liz Townsend says it best, cognitive dissonance. But that's fine. Folks, I need you to go ahead and support the program. We cannot make this program without your support. And I thank you, first of all, prematurely, for those of you who haven't yet supported it, but I know that you will. To support the program, please consider becoming a patron. How do you become a patron? You go to politicsandright.com/patron, politicsandright.com/patron, spell P-A-T-R-E-O-N. You can also support us by becoming a paid subscriber of our newsletter. How do you do that? You go to politicsandright.com/newsletter. politicsthenright.com/newsletter. You can get any one of my many books from As I See It, Class Warfare. Let me put those books on the screen. As I See It, Class Warfare, The Only Resort to Right-Wing Doom. It's Worth It, How to Talk to Your Right-Wing Relative, Friends, and Neighbors. You also have, well, that's my weight loss book on how I don't get obese anymore. I still need to lose a few more pounds. Tribulations of an Afro-Latino Caribbean Man. I trust you. Whatever your ethnicity, you're going to love that book, because you're going to say, I can't believe it. As I See It, Class Warfare, The Only Resort to Right-Wing Doom. You can get all of those at our link. That's politicsdoneright.com/books. politicsdoneright.com/books. But again, you can support us dearly at the politicsandright.com/support, which has all the different ways in which you can support the program. But don't forget, subscribe to the newsletter, and if possible, become a paid subscriber of the newsletter. That really helps us get the job done. That helps us educate as well. My name is Egberto Willis. I want to thank all of you. I want to thank the callers. I want to thank, whether you agree with me or not, that we are having a conversation means that we're not fighting. So thank you so kindly for being a part of the program. My name is Egberto Willis. This is Politics Done Right. And you guys know how I end this, baby. I am what? Out. We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.